There was another small setback in the war on terrorism this week. News that 9 linguists have been discharged from the U.S. Army in the past year because they are gay. They were all studying at the Defense Language Institute in Monterey, California. 6 were learning Arabic, which is, of course, a language in great demand in the military as the U.S. expands its counterterrorism activities and prepares for a possible shooting war in Iraq. The soldiers were dismissed for violating the Army's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. The policy allows gays to serve in the military if they keep quiet about their sexual orientation. 2 of the soldiers were found together after curfew during a room inspection that led to a more thorough and incriminating search. The men said they decided after an 8-month relationship to spend the night together, knowing the consequences if they were discovered. The other 7 linguists voluntarily revealed their sexual orientation. Charles Mosco is a sociology professor and military expert at Northwestern University, helped write the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy during the Clinton administration. He called the actions of the 9 soldiers disgraceful. These guys betrayed the gay cause, he said. They put their own self-interest above fighting Al-Qaeda. Maybe, but there's no doubt these soldiers were put in a very difficult position, balancing duty to country against personal honesty. There was a time when secretly gay soldiers were thought to be a security risk because of the chance they could be blackmailed. Revealing one's sexual orientation, as these soldier linguists did, would seem to be the solution to that problem. Now it's argued that if soldiers were allowed to be openly gay, it would damage morale. Possibly. But that was also an argument against allowing blacks to serve alongside whites in defense of their country. The gay soldiers from the Defense Language Institute admit that they knowingly violated the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. But one of them, Alistair Jack Gamble, said, "Taxpayers paid a lot of money to train me, and I wanted to use those skills for the good of the country." Mr. Gamble's country has said, "No, thank you."
Secrets of your heart can set you free, set you free.
You can't hide.
So why do you run? No hiding place over there.
No hiding place
over there.